to get a job fast and find me some dough. Every place I went, the man said no. Oh, oh. I went to the supermarket, but I was too slow. And I wasn't fit enough to be shuffling snow. Well, the bubbles had all burst off of no one and cold. They were the worst in town. But the man said no. But the man said no. Oh oh. But the man said no. Oh oh. I stomped through the sun, bleeding, I could glow. I walked through the rain, but they said. But the man said no. But the man said no. The man said no, no. Just when we were sliding into such a great groove, the world got in the way. And we could not move. Now we are stranded on different sides of the sea, alone, empty-handed, just you without me. When I first saw you with that other guy, I was out on my own, living alongside. It was an instant connection, like I could not believe.
so close to perfection. I could not conceive. Now
was Chrissy Matthews and Disaster. Before that, The Man Said No, both taken from his new CD, Pizza Man Blues, out on Roof Records. You are listening to Cha 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 and Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca. Let's take a look through history and see what happened in the world of blues, jazz, and related subjects with the story of births and deaths from today on through the rest of the week. So we'll start off with, this is the 25th of July, so Robert Lucas' birthday. Born 1962 in Long Beach, California. Annie Ross of Lambert, Hendricks & Ross, born 1930 in Mitcham in the UK. Sylvester Weaver, born 1897 in Louisville, Kentucky. And today marks the passing of a couple of great ones as well. Tal Farlow, great jazz guitarist, passed in 1998. He was 77 years old. And Big Mama Thornton passed back in 1984 at the age of 57. Moving to the 26th, we have a birthday for Alberta Adams, born 1920 in Indianapolis. Popsy Dixon from the Holmes Brothers, born 1942 in Norfolk, Virginia. It's Mick Jagger's birthday tomorrow, born 1943 in Dartford in the UK. Darlene Love, also born 1941 down in LA. And the 26th marks the passing of Uncle John Turner. He played with Johnny Winter and Stevie Ray Vaughan, among many others. Passed back in 2007. He was 62 years old. Let's see, on the 27th, birthday for Roger Hurricane Wilson, born 1953, down in Newark, New Jersey. And that date marks the passing, well, several artists on the 27th. Otis V. Higgs, better known as Lightning Slim, passed in 1974. He was 61 years old. Morris Pedro, since 1982, at the age of 58. And Roscoe Shelton, back in 2002, he was 70 years old. On the 28th of July, we have birthday for one of the guitar greats, Mike Bloomfield, born 1943 down in Chicago. When the Paul Butterfield Band did Born in Chicago, well, he was telling the truth. Let's see, Junior Kimbrough, born 1930 down in Hudsonville, Mississippi. Roy Rogers, born 1950 in Redding, California. Not the cowboy, the slide guitar player who produced John Lee Hooker's last few CDs. And guitar great and one of the most influential guitarists ever, Mr. Charlie Christian, born 1916 in Dallas, Texas. And the 29th marks the passing of another great jazz guitarist, Chuck Wayne, back in 1997. He was 74 years old. On the 30th, now we have a birthday for Mr. Michael Burks, a great alligator recording artist who passed too young as well. He was born 1957 down in Milwaukee. Buddy Guy's birthday as well, born 1936 in Lettsworth, Louisiana. Big Jack Johnson, also born that day in 1940 in Lambert, Mississippi. David Sanborn, born 1945 in Tampa, Florida. And Otis Taylor, born 1948 down in Chicago. And the 30th marks the passing of Mr. Sam Phillips, the founder of Sun Records. Back in 2003, he was 80 years old. Let's see, on the 31st now, we have birthdays for Kenny Burrell, born 1931 down in Detroit. Big Crawford, born 1891, I should say. I don't have a place for that. Chess recording artist, who often works with Willie Dixon. Ahmet Erdogan, co-founder of Atlantic Records, born 1923 in Istanbul, not Constantinople. The two-handed tabbing guitar player Stanley Jordan, born 1959 down in Chicago. And Roy Milton, born 1907 down in Wynwood, Oklahoma. A couple of people who passed on the 31st, Joe Lagans from the Honey Drippers, born passed in 1987. He was 71 years old. And Billie Holiday's pianist Teddy Wilson passed in 1986 at the age of 73. Other events from the week, let's see, the 25th of July, 1942, Capitol Records had their first number one hit. It was Cow Cow Boogie by Ella Mae Morse and Freddie Slack. It was one of the first six records that Capitol had released. 1965, a big one here, the crowd at the Newport Folk Festival turned surly. Pete Seeger was especially incensed, threatening to take an axe with a mixture of applause and booing. Dylan left the stage because of the purists in the crowd that were put off by his conversion to electric sound. Another say was, okay, the 26th of July, let's see, in 1961, Sam Lightnin' Hopkins recorded. He also did the Rowdy Woman Blues and Keep On Dealin', Play Your Hand, and I Could Learn. Did that for the Checker label, and we're going to be playing that one in just a few moments. Let's see, in 20, Solid Swingers for the Decca label, and it was his very first recording. It was in 1958, on the 28th of July, that Billboard reported on a claim from the Esso Research Center. Tuning in rock and roll music on a car radio can cost a motorist money because the rhythm can cause a driver to unconsciously jiggle the gas pedal, thus wasting fuel. I don't know if they actually had a study that showed them that or they're just making up nonsense. 29th of July, 1967, Pete Welding recorded a session with Honey Boy Edwards, did that in Chicago, and it never got out until 1997 when Testament label put it out. And on the 30th of July, 1969, Freddie King recorded The Stumble, did that in New York City for the Cotillion label. We'll be hearing that in the history set as well. And 31st of July, 1950, Josh White was visiting in England, and he recorded a session for Decca Records in London. So let's go back to 1956, and here is Mr. Willie Dixon and 29 Ways.
The hall when the going get tough, I got a hole in the wall, got 29 ways to make it. Claus, go through the window and that ain't all. A lot of good ways I don't want you to know. I even got a hole in a bedroom for about 29 ways to make it to my baby door.
To my loving baby door.
If you need me bad, I can find about two or three more.
One, two, many more. To my loving baby door. 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 One, two, many more.
I ran away through the closet behind her clothes. Away through the attic that no one knows. A master key to fit any lock. A hidden door behind Grandpa's clock. I got 29 ways to make it to my baby door.
To my loving baby door.
If you need me bad, I can find about two or three more.
One, two, three more.
To my loving baby door.
Oh, to my loving baby door.
Oh, baby.
To my loving baby door. To my loving baby door.
Just another good girl gone down. all we once knew. Please remember me, baby, and the love we once knew. There were some good ones too. If you still say you love me, baby, and really mean it's true, if you still say you love me, baby, and really mean it's true, everything I do in life, I'll do it just for you.
Writing plenty letters. people, but she's in this world somewhere. Screaming and crying, crying the whole night long. Screaming and crying, crying the whole night long. Yes, I love my baby and I want my baby home. Come home. Begging and pleading, baby, please come home. Yes, I love you, baby, and I know I did you wrong. Screaming and crying, crying the whole night long.
With the It Pays to Be Vaccinated contest, your COVID-19 vaccination could pay off big time. Every Friday in August, you could win $150,000 and two scholarships of $10,000. Plus, if you've had both shots September 3rd, there's a draw for 16 scholarships of $20,000 and a jackpot of $1 million. Register now for the It Pays to Be Vaccinated contest at quebec.ca/vaccination contest. The sooner you're vaccinated, the faster you can take part. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Hey, this is Reverend Freechild, and you're listening to Cha-Cha-Cha in Blue on CKUT FM 90.3.
Told me
what?
That I was right out of my head the way he described it.
How?
He said I'd be better dead than alive. I didn't listen to his jive. I knew all along he was all wrong, and I knew that he thought
what?
I was crazy, but I'm not. Oh no.
Oh no.
My analyst told me
what?
That I was right out of my head. He said I need treatment.
Yeah.
But I'm not that easily led. He said I was the type that was most inclined, went out of his sight, to be out of my mind. And he thought I was nuts.
Nuts.
No more ifs, or ands, or buts. Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no.
They say as a child I appeared a little bit wild with all my crazy ideas. But I knew what was happening. I knew I was a genius. What's so strange when you know that you're a wizard of three? I knew that this was meant to be. But I heard little children were supposed to sleep tight. That's why I left with the vodka one night. My parents got frantic, didn't know what to do. But I saw some crazy scenes before I came to. Now do you think I was crazy? I may have been only three, but I was swinging. They all have today, Graham Bell. They all have today, Edison, and also what I said. So why should I feel sorry if they just couldn't understand the reason and the logic that went on in my head? I had a brain, it was a thing, though, which was left them loving me when I refused to ride on all the double-decker buses, all because there was no driver on the top.
No driver on the top.
She must be out of her head.
What's the matter with her?
My analyst told me
what?
That I was right out of my head the way he described it.
What?
He said I'd be better dead than alive. I didn't listen to his jive. I knew all along he was all wrong, and I knew that he thought
what?
I was crazy, but I'm not. Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no.
My analyst told me
what?
That I was right out of my head. But I said, dear doctor,
yeah?
I think that it's you instead. Cause I have got a thing that's unique and new. It proves that I'll have the last laugh on you. Cause instead of one head, I got two. And you know, two heads are better than one.
We'll be right back.
The global outbreak of COVID-19 has affected all our lives in various ways, and it has notably drawn our attention to the intensified systemic racism and selective xenophobia towards our racialized friends in our Canadian society. It is understandable for each of us to feel anxious about this fatal disease. However, the sentiment of fear does not give us the right or the opportunity to conduct hate crime and to discriminate against our Asians, Blacks, Indigenous, and other racialized friends. It is not okay to associate the COVID-19 disease with Asians, particularly those of Chinese descent. It is not okay to conduct physical and psychological abuses towards racialized individuals. It is not okay to vandalize Asians and other marginalized owned businesses. We must stop normalizing and stop accepting racist conducts and hate speeches towards all racialized communities. Rather, in these unprecedented times of global pandemic, together, we must educate ourselves and others and be eager to understand race, systemic racism, and racial justice in Canada and elsewhere. Remember, whoever, wherever, and whenever we are humankind. We must learn to stand together as citizens of the world for a healthier, safer, and happier community.
Everything gonna be all right. This is Kathy Lemons.
And this is Phil Berkowitz.
And we are
the Lucky Losers.
And you are listening to Montreal's longest running blues radio program,
Cha-Cha-Cha in Blue on CKUT FM 90.3.
All right, baby.
What did you do to voodoo me? What have I done? Thank you.
following them around. What can a poor man do when the blues, when the blues keep following him around? Get him a half a pint of good liquor and sit there and drink him on down.
Come on, sit.
Why the water tastes just like cherry wine. I think I move back down south. People, why the water tastes to me like cherry wine. This Lake Michigan water tastes to me just like turpentine. Now let me have it now.
on a little boy, just so high. Mama took a little switch and she made me try. I used to try to do like those people on the radio. I used to try to yodel like those people. Johnny Cash, Roy Acuff, Hank Snow, Roy Rogers, and Gene Autry. I used to try to do like those guys on the radio. Hey, old Lord, lady, ho! My mama said, boy, I said, yes, mama. You can't do like them white folks on that radio. I said, yes, I can, mama. I said, I'm a big boy now. And I can do whatever I please. Yeah, lady. Yeah, lady, yeah, lady, yeah, lady. Yeah, lady. Yeah, lady. Yeah, lady. I'm a big boy now, and I can do whatever I please. I'm standing at my daddy's gate, and now I can shoot my old man 38, and it goes something like this.
That was Big Jack Johnson and Big Boy Now from the original motion picture soundtrack to the film Deep Blue. It's a great film. If you haven't had a chance to see it, you really should. Michael Birch before that, and they took that out of the Alligator New compilation. They're 50 years of genuine house rock and music, and they remastered Love Disease. One of my favorites from Buddy Guy from the album A Man in the Blues, the title track, and just an excellent, fantastic Strat sound in there. Kenny Burrell before that from Blues the Common Ground and Every Day I Have the Blues. Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross from the Beat Generation. We heard Twisted. We heard from Morris Pidgeot and Screaming and Crying. Freddie King and the original The Stumble, an often covered song. Alberta Adams before that, and Remember, out of the Chess Blues Box. We heard from Big Mama Thornton, and Hound Dog was in there. And we kicked that off with Willie Dixon, the original Wang Dang Doodle. That was also out of the Chess Box, and we just heard that was the original 29 Ways. Hey, what do you know? There's still some live music around town. If you go out tomorrow night, well, the Night Bloomers with Breen LaBeouf are going to be playing at the Parc Claude Jasmin. I'll leave the house for this one. Chick Picking Mondays is having a video watch party starring Alex Charbonneau. And you can catch that right. That's Grumpy's on Bishop. Of course, you know that. Let's see. Tuesday, Odyssey in Gatineau, Quebec. And that's on Boulevard de la Grappe in Gatineau. And I guess you have on Facebook, as a matter of fact. I'm not sure if that's a paid simulcast or if you can get it for free. Free would be wonderful, wouldn't it? New Orleans Jazz. And that is free to get in at Quai des Brumes over on Saint-Denis, just below Mount Royal. 6 to 8 at Delire Delice at Rue Bourgogne in Charlemagne. Let's see. And they're going to be playing at the Hudson Community Center. How about we go into the regular stuff? Well, I'll just tell you about a couple of things coming up in the future as well. Trois-Rivières en Blues. Tickets are available now. You can get your passports, and they are. It's coming up Thursday, July 19th, with Don Tyler Watson and Michelle Pagliaro. And then on Friday, Colin James is going to be there. That's at the Cogeco Theater and in Trois-Rivières. Passports available now. And of course, on the same weekend, August 19th, you got the Thousand Islands Blues Fest, August 19th through the 21st as well. And they got, coming up in there, they got a bunch of people coming in Thursday. You got J.W. Jones, Bob Landry, and Blues Highway. Friday, Soul Stack and Andre Bisson. Saturday, Monkey Junk, Harp Dog, Brown, Blues and Company, River City Junction. And, it looks like a pretty full house going on there as well. It's at a kind of a campground thing. It looks like Happy Green Acres. The regular ones in there. We've got Bistro Jojo. Of course, right now, La Mesa Jojo with Carlos Vega holding court. Tomorrow is Jean Eri. Tuesday is Gilbert Charlebois. Wednesday is Carlos Vega. Thursday, Alan Springer does the 5 à 9, followed by Joe Hell. And then Friday is Carlos Vega doing the 5 à 9, followed by Les Monsters. Saturday, Steph Dumont does the early part, followed by the One Love Project. And then on Sunday, it's André Dupré and Jean Millard do the early part, followed by La Mesa Jojo with, again, Carlos Vega. Over at the Barfly on Saint Laurent, you have Sunday night, the Barfly Traditional Bluegrass Night is going to be on, hosted by Matt Large and Mike Pietzma. Moda V has some blues on a couple of nights. They have either Dwayne Dixon or Graham Chambers playing blues a couple of nights, and Leon Coupal and Sam Worsini playing jazz the other couple of nights. Coming up on Saturday the 31st, Robert Scott is going to be appearing at Mariposa at Le Café over on Côte Saint-Luc Road. Reservations are required in advance. You can call them at 514-699-5951. Let's see, on Sundays, Kim Richardson is in at D.I. Zones over on St. Denis Street, 4115. Jam nights are back at Duffy's Bar at 1060 Heron in Dorval. And Derek Falls will be hosting one on this coming Wednesday, July 28th. And Pat Loisel hosting the week after that. And we've got over at the Upstairs Bar on 1254, they're bringing bands back in now too. And Thursday night seems to be their regular blues night, and this coming Thursday, Fuel Junkie is going to be in. They have a show at 7:30 and one at 9:30, and I think that's a good place for us to leave you with right now. So we're going to leave you with a taste of Fuel Junkie from their CD All Out. This is Kiss in the Moonlight. Have yourselves a great week, folks. I'll be back in again next Sunday night.
I need your kiss, I need your love, and everything else you're thinking of. You tell me don't worry, it's a matter of time. But don't you know that I'm about to lose my mind? I wanna touch you, hold you, kiss you, and everything we do. There's something, baby, in the air tonight. So come with me, cute, let's kiss in the moonlight. We'll be right back. Can't you tell that I'm in love? 'Cause you're the cutest I've seen under the stars above. I'm going crazy, I need your body. Won't you come a little closer and share it with me? I wanna touch you, hold you, kiss you, and everything we do. There's something, baby, in the air tonight. So come with me, cutie, let's kiss in the moonlight. Call me dirty, but you're the one that does this to me. And don't you know that it's all your fault? When you kiss me, babe, time grinds to a halt.
Hey, you're listening to Ill Groove Garden.
One, two, one, two. Welcome once again to the Ill Groove Garden. This is I, the capital ZIP Ziplogs, back in Montreal. I got to say big up all my West Coast folks that's out there in Vancouver. Beautiful time. If you ever get a chance, definitely get out to Van City. Lots of love out there. Got to big up all my connects I made out there. My girl Sabrina, Ron, Philly D, everybody who was out there with me. Got to big you guys up. But back here in Montreal, we had DJ Blaster holding it down, doing his thing. Again, you can check him on Twitch no matter where you were. Like, I was catching you when I was out in Van City, right? So, again, noon Montreal time. DJ Blaster's on every weekday. It's the thing to do, man. Listen, get up for your lunches, whatever you got to do at noon. Make sure you're there, available for my guy. And, of course, DJ Mystical Flex got his gumbo mix on Twitch. And that's on Sundays. We also got Ill Groove Garden. This is the way you kind of end off your week. That's right. Your last hour of the week is your best hour of the week right here on Ill Groove Garden. Each and every Sunday. Got to big up everybody. And we do have something live coming up. That's right. We all going to be connecting the 29th of August. Woo! More details to come.